Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good afternoon and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Eva Venari, founder of the Elevate Institute, and I'm your host for this segment of Owning Your Health, where we explore alternative ways to be more consciously aware of truly owning what it takes to care for our body at work with today's health thought leaders. And our leading lady today is Dagmar Otapkova, president of Soul Matters, Inc. She is teaching healers to become their own alchemists of their own mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical health using her 12-month Alchemy for Healers program. Good afternoon, Dagmar, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and thank you so much for having me on your show, Eva. I'm excited to be here and have a chat with you.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yes. Oh, okay. I must be clairvoyant, right?
Well, we both are, we discovered in this conversations ahead of this one. Yeah, we're like going back and forth and reading minds, but we've got listeners who can't read our minds, but we're going to do our best here. So there was a word here in the introduction that's always a little bit, I like to use the word juicy. It's kind of mystical alchemist. You know, that's an interesting word.
Yes.
How does that fit into your vision for the future with the training you're talking about, training and supporting healers and shaping this new world? Tell us more about that.
Well, I mean, it's a great question because really the way I kind of came up with the term is because of my own journey that I went through and also the ascension process that we're moving through. And we're being prompted to become our own alchemists, if you will, of our own health as we rise higher in vibration. And the whole ascension process is about rising higher in vibration in the higher dimensions. And so we need to become our own alchemists about our health. You know, the medical industry isn't, it's basically become very corrupt, okay? And so it's just giving us the runaround, and it is time for us to take matters into our hands, I believe, and really start understanding ourselves, whether from a mental health standpoint or physical health standpoint, and start really, becoming our own advocates and our own healers of ourselves and our own alchemists. So that's where that all comes from.
So in alchemy, we're talking about putting many facets together to create something brand new that wasn't there before. How would you apply that to medical industry with the mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical realm? How would you do that?
Right. So basically, what I do for myself, this is, again, through my own journey, okay, that I've taken, mm-hmm. is I, have learned, for example, how to muscle test so that I can actually communicate with my body. I can communicate with my higher self and really find out what's going on with me. And I have done that for the past probably 10 years or more to try to figure out certain health issues I've had, for example, okay? And it actually prompted me to find out, I'll just give you an example. I started having hip pain 10 years ago living up in Bailey in Colorado, and for no apparent reason. And it took me about 10 years to figure it out, and I had to actually become my own alchemist in order to find that out, because everybody I went to didn't give me the right answer, per se, as to why things were happening the way they were. And so, for example, like I went to the regular doctors and they x-rayed me and they told me I needed a hip replacement, right, et cetera.
Oh, wow.
And even the natural medicine people, they use their own, you know, thing to basically, you know, take me through, and that didn't go anywhere. And I finally took the reins into my own hands and discovered after a while that I actually had been poisoned by arsenic when I was living up in Bailey. And that also prompted me to go into detoxifying that sort of thing out of the body, being able to detoxify from that, being able to heal from that, and so forth, and restore your health back, and how to do that. And so I do a lot of research, for example, online. I, you know, use my own common sense, and I use the muscle testing to communicate with my body, et cetera, to find different solutions. And many times I have, you know, found my own solutions in the past. This is just one example. For example, I would have never found this out, by the way, if I hadn't, you know, become my own alchemist, if you will. Okay,
yeah.
And then basically being able to detox all of that out of my body too. So that's just one example. Another example is like allergies, for example. I had a slew of allergic reactions way back when, and I managed to find my own cure because I learned that allergies actually can be psychosomatic and they can also be physical. And today I understand very thoroughly how allergies come about and what to do about them, for example. You know, so, but see, everybody can do that. You know, we can all become our own alchemists in that way. And that's kind of what I teach in the 12-month alchemy, you know, is how to really identify certain things for yourself. And this is the physical aspect of things, but then there's also the spiritual aspect of things where I actually teach on the quantum healing and certain things that are actually affected in our bodies, you know, from the spiritual standpoint. So take, for example, hip pain. You know, my hip pain was a result of arsenic poisoning, but there's different variety of types of hip pain. For example, I had a client one time, she had hip pain, and hers was caused by a past life injury, which we ended up healing. And she ended up walking out of my office with no hip pain after 20 years of hip pain.
So, I think that's amazing.
So that's what I'm talking about as far as alchemy. Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, good. I mean, muscle testing is a really neat tool that I also use, and I teach my clients who are open to learning that because it's a big mystery. Don't you think we should have been born with the ability to just ask our body questions? What's wrong with you? Like, what's wrong? And this is a way to cross that subconscious barrier. So, like, those out there listening, if you're unfamiliar with self-muscle testing, really, you should take a
course
to learn this. Yeah, it's a wonderful tool.
When we start dabbling, let's say, in the spiritual field of things, of course, in the metaphysical world, like with the muscle testing, right? It's, you know, it's a very, it's a field of subtlety where we have to become better listeners and observers of ourselves and our environment. And see, we're not used to that from coming from a physical environment, you know, where we're like the way the mode of operandi is doing and forcing things to happen, okay? As opposed to listening and really working with, you know, say your body or your environment or other people to find the right path, you know. So, yeah, there you go.
Wonderful. I think that's a wonderful vision. And just before we jump into the next questions, I'm going to take a few seconds and recognize our sponsors and partners. So I'll be right back with you. Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, National University. National University is proud to be one of the largest private nonprofit universities founded in 1971. The National University mission is to provide accessible, achievable higher education to adult learners. Today, National University educates students from across the U.S. and around the globe, with over 170,000 alumni worldwide. Thank you for your support, National University, and to all of our sponsors and partners. And we're back. We're back with you, Dagmar. Soul Matters discussing a journey. Yes, you didn't go anywhere, neither did I, but we just did that little pause, and that was fantastic. So we're coming to come back to, because we had a natural break there. I thought that was a really good explanation of, and when we're talking about muscle testing and communicating with the body, it's great because that transcends every facet of what you're talking about, all of the areas of health, the very physical, the very mental, the very emotional. There's actually no way to separate your innate from each one of those. So, all right, so on to the next question that I have is, like, you've done this for yourself. What makes you want to help the other healers? What makes you want to do that?
Well, my big vision, I guess, or soul path, I should say, is really working with specifically healers who are ready to expand beyond their present level and acquire new skills and really work on themselves. I have very much of a gift of healing, if you will, where, you know, I understand the process of spiritual healing, all right, and how things work in the world of spirituality, if you will. I actually been a healer in many other lifetimes, and so I have a very thorough understanding of it. I also am really good at it, if you will. And it is my soul journey to really help other people in the process of ascension, because that's what's needed right now. You know, we need healers out there pretty much, and to be actually helping others so that we can rise in vibration altogether. And based on everything that's happening in the world right now with the, you know, black hats and white hats, and we're really fighting with the low vibration energy. It's the low vibration energies versus the high vibration energies. And, you know, I just did a video about that the other day. You know, it's not just outside of us. It is inside of us too, you know, because we all carry the law of vibration energies based on the pain we experience. And that's something that I am very good at healing, all the unresolved pain, and so that we can shift into the higher vibrations. And so it is really my my gift to the world, you know. So naturally I want to be able to use it and help other people with it. And I believe that as healers, we can actually change the world, because the change has to happen from within, okay? And then we can create a different world. But we have to absolutely offload this karma that we keep carrying of the unresolved pain, because that's what we keep recreating in our present time. And that's why all these negative energies coming to the surface is because that's the old stuff we haven't really resolved within ourselves, you see. And so I have a very clear perception of that within me and what needs to be done there. That answered your question.
Well, it does, and I'm picking up some things in addition to it that I want to really hone in on, because our listeners are mostly professional women in positions of leadership. That was the introduction. And this is becoming a leader in your health in a way that in the past, for at least this past century, not in the, well, it's still the case, but starting in the 1900s, we were asked to give up our intuition and simply ask a lab coat, what's wrong with me, and fix it. And that's giving up our power. But you're talking about becoming a leader in our healthcare. That to me is powerful, being able to take that back. And so, and then you talked about another thing that I take not for granted. I was a soul journey of my own to come to this place of realizing that lifetimes had been lived previously to this one. How did you come to know you had lived other lifetimes?
Oh, yeah, and that's an actually interesting, good question, an interesting story. I actually met my twin flame back in 2005, and it kind of thrusted me into the spiritual world because of the havoc he created in my life and turning my life upside down.
Yes,
and
they
so
do that.
It kind of like I started questioning things on a spiritual level, you know, why is this man in my life and all that. And a good friend of mine actually invited me to connect with a shaman. And I did. And so that whole thing just perpetuated me into the spiritual world. And he started explaining things to me, and I started reconnecting with it and so forth. And after I got done working with him, all of a sudden I started remembering my past lifetimes with my twin flame. They just came to me in visions, you know. And there was one specific one that actually had to do with our ancestors, that I actually, through the guidance of the shaman, was able to discover some stuff in our ancestry that actually was a past lifetime for me as well. And it's interesting because I actually wrote a book about it. It's called Meeting My Twin Flame. And it actually describes this whole discovery of this past lifetime that I had with him, that we actually came together to heal. And, you know, started that I started healing past lives, you know, and then I just got proficient in the whole aspect of doing so and gained more information, worked with another healer together and, you know, really learned more of the ins and outs of different healing. And, yeah, so that's how it came about. But past life healing is actually my primary, if you will, thing in the healing process, because you can only heal so much in the present life. You know, and after that, it's all past life.
I know it. Yeah, I just went through a soul retrieval over the weekend,
oh,
and
nice.
I understand. Yes, that's an amazing talk about unresolved pain, and you kind of pointed to that. It's like you can have you can have an experience, and I think about the number of both, you know, men and women, and trying to be in relationships. We have the most amount of adult single people due to divorce ever. Like we've been able to track this for years, and people just are either unyielding of poor toxic relationships, and so they're saying no to partners that they're giving them pain. But you're saying if both people are coming at the relationship information as an observer rather than I'm so hurt, you hurt me, you know, if you can come at it with, we're meant to heal from this, you could have an entirely different situation.
Absolutely. And the nice part about it is when you actually do heal from that pain, you become more objective, more neutral, and you have more compassion for people because you're no longer coming from a place of your pain, you know. And so
I would
really
imagine
does wonders for people.
And for self-love, too, which is something that I think many people... talk more. Let's connect the dots on this. We've had a number of people getting into touch with this during COVID, and I know that we are supposedly post-COVID, but the ramifications of being by ourselves or amongst toxic situations in a... inescapable way because we had to quarantine with them or stay home with them or whatever the case was. How many people do you think are very difficult for people? I'm just wondering how much of our difficulty as a society that we're talking about now, depression, anxiety, not being able to hold down the job that we did previously, not wanting to even do life the way that we did previously, how much do you think that is unresolved pain?
99%.
That's a lot.
People don't realize that it's never the situation itself that causes them. It's always what it's connecting you to, okay? Because when it's connecting you to your pain, see, you all of a sudden shift into your weakness. You're coming from your pain, and you're not capable of handling the situation. Whereas if once you heal whatever that underlying pain is, you can look at the same exact situation and be in your power and deal with it. Okay.
So,
it's a much different way of being when you start healing that unresolved pain that you're being keyed into. Not only that, but there's the other aspect of where you're actually creating more of it. Because of the energy you're carrying, okay? Yeah.
So describe the process of somebody who is not familiar with healing their own pain like you're talking about. I mean, you've mastered this. So there's a process. Nobody's going to come in off of COVID and I hate my job. I can't stand who I'm living with. I got to change even where I live. Tell me what I need to do. There's got to be some hand-holding, right? So how does a person progress through this process of, okay, I realize I have to take charge, now what? What are some things they can do?
Well, I mean, first, you know, you got to discover, okay, what is it that is actually causing you to feel the way you feel, right? It's about how you feel. It's about you, right? So whatever the situation may be externally, it's causing you to feel a certain way. So how is it making you feel? So it's making you feel, say, unappreciated, okay? So that's the energy you want to go after. So this is your yellow brick road down the subconscious mind to all the times you felt unappreciated. And so I work with people, for example, through their subconscious mind, taking them to the very specific events in their lives when they say felt unappreciated, and we heal that pain around it, okay, by calling in specific energies like unconditional love or compassion or forgiveness or whatever else is needed in the moment to actually heal that pain of it there. And it causes an internal shift, all right, that changes things, not just for you, but it has a ripple effect outward as well. So, like, for example, I had this woman come to me as a client, and she said to me that her boyfriend, living boyfriend for 20 years, put her down all the time, you know, and belittled her, she said. And so we did a few healings, you know, with her, say 3, 4, 5 or something like that. And all of a sudden she says to me, he stopped belittling me. I never met the guy, never talked to him, right? And he changed his behavior. Why? Because we changed her vibration. And it was through the healing process. So all of a sudden she wasn't putting out the vibration of being belittled anymore, okay? And so he stopped doing that. This is how powerful that kind of healing can be. And yeah, there's a very specific process to it. It's very simple and easy. I think the hardest part is actually probably recognizing, you know, what to ask for, to go, and where do I go in my subconscious mind, and also being able to be your own, say, therapist and at the same time client, right, if you're doing it on yourself. I've done that many times, by the way. I think it's harder to do it initially on yourself because the more pain you carry, the more your subconscious mind can actually overpower you. Whereas if I'm doing it with you together and I'm guiding you through it and I'm your guide, your subconscious mind isn't going to overpower me. So it's good to start out by actually having a guide, okay, initially. Mm-hmm. And then you can graduate toward perhaps doing it yourself at some point. And, you know, healing becomes easier as you do it. So the more healing you do, the lighter you become, the easier it becomes to heal, and the quicker it becomes for you to heal. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep. That sounds exactly like what it's like to learn a new anything. Learn to walk, of course, the first time. Learning to roller skate, because that's what I like to do. You don't do it right the first time. You fall down. Right? And so as mastery becomes something that you enjoy doing this after a while. And I can hear people think, you know, Eva, learning to heal. I can't imagine liking that process. But I think we like anything that we are good at.
But see, here's the thing. In the 12-month alchemy program, what I've done is I put together many different guided healing meditation videos so that you can actually do it out of the comfort of your own home, on yourself, at your schedule, you know. And then we have, like, for example, mastermind group meetings where we meet on a regular basis, where we can ask questions, where if, you know, you're not understanding something, we can answer that or help you figure it out, et cetera. There's some accountability also with the mastermind group meetings. And so, but you can step through the process very easily through the guided healing meditations and actually heal lots of different stuff up, you know.
And I'm going to ask about that program in a second, but I'm curious to know, what did you do before you became a healer?
Actually, it's funny. I did a lot of many things.
I used to be in computers. So I was a computer programmer analyst for a while there.
Mm-hmm, me too.
And then I are you serious? No kidding. And then I actually went to cosmetology school and became a cosmetologist, hairstylist, coloring, and I did some body sugaring, which is actually waxing with sugar. And so I did that for a while. It was the closest I came to actually being in my own business, let's say, and working for myself, which is really was my forte, you know, to get there eventually, right? And so I did that for a while. And then I also did some real estate investing. So I bought some property and I made some money on that. I tried some, it's kind of like gambling, money investing, you know, stocks and bonds and all that stuff. That stuff, I lost
that
a ton of money on that.
That would be gambling, yeah.
Never figure that one out. But, so I dabbled in many different kinds of things, I guess.
Well, I asked the question because a lot of people are under the impression that, oh, I'm an accountant. I can never do what she's talking about. That's great. It's a progression that if you energetically raise your hand and say, I want to be a healer for myself, that you can attract this information to it and learn it and apply it. I think this is a beautiful gift that if you have a human body that is here on planet Earth, then you can apply it.
That's right. And the thing is that the interesting part about this whole ascension process of this change we're all moving through into the higher dimensions, part of that is really, you know, being able to connect with your inner gifts and live in full expression of who you are. And, you know,
yeah.
I can guarantee you that your gift isn't necessarily being an accountant, right?
It could be.
It could be, I guess, but it could be good with numbers, could be a gift, but you know what
yeah.
I mean. But, yeah, so,
I do.
You know,
I'm
but connect with your gifts and really live in the full expression of who you are because and being fulfilled as a soul. And that's becoming gradually more and more important, more so than money and materialism and, you know, chasing the buck and all that stuff. That's what we're moving away from, actually.
Yeah. However, we can't, you know, progress in the world as much as we'd like to and compete with money without it. So for now,
right. It doesn't mean it has to be like the number one priority for everything. It doesn't mean we don't
right.
need it necessarily, but it doesn't have to also rule everything, you know. I always believed in like compassionate capitalism capitalism, you know, because sometimes there's a lot of greed in it and, you know, it's really not serving us as a human society, as humans and, you know, the whole greed thing and money rules everything type of a thing. And so it's got to
yeah.
be a mix between, you know, us
yeah.
having compassion for the world, for each other and living healthily and at the same time making money, but we don't have to be billionaires, all of us. You know what I mean? I mean, how many billions do you need to really live a comfortable lifestyle? You know what I mean? Like
I don't necessarily want...
Pharmaceuticals.
Right. Yeah, we don't necessarily all need to own yachts. We just need to have a friend who's got one.
Yeah, you know?
I'm kidding. But, no, this has been a great conversation. And I know those listening, there's some who are saying, hey, Eva, I need to know where to find Dagmar. And so give us an information. Where can we find you offline? And tell us a little bit about that program.
Okay. So the best way is to go on my website. It's called AdvancedHealersAcademy.com. So that's, again, AdvancedHealersAcademy.com, and that site has on it the sign up page and information page about the 12-month Alchemy for Healers program, and also it has a button here to connect if you want to connect with me that has different information like my email or booking an appointment with me. I do offer also like free 20-minute consultations if you need to just talk with me. You can book an appointment with me for that. And there's also a couple of Facebook groups that I host, which is the Twin Flame Relationships and the Healers Change the World. And you can also find those on that particular web page. So that's probably the best place to find me. And if you need to talk more, just connect with me. There's an email. You can connect with me or book an appointment, like I said.
Okay. And that website is advancedhealersacademy.com. We will have that in the show notes. So if you are driving and you can't write that down right now, not to fret. We will have it for you. We've got you covered. But that is it for our show today. I'd like to thank you so much, Dagmar, for being on the show, being our leading lady.
Yeah, thank you so much, Eva. It was a pleasure.
Wonderful. And we'll catch up after this because we've got more work to do together. So Wonderful. It was a special thanks also to our listeners from all over the world. We are an international show. And we'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio Show Mondays, 9 a.m. and Fridays, like today, 2 p.m. Pacific time. It's been my sincere pleasure to be your host today. Thank you for listening and have a great weekend. This is Eva Venari, founder of the Elevate Institute, reminding you to question everything.
I like that.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.